Well, it's time to talk some high school football with one of my favorite high school football teachers and friends, Jim Pugh of Hamilton Wenham High School. And Coach, welcome back. How are you?
Great, Rick. Good to hear from you. And it's always great to talk football and actually life. So,
well, that's true. Full disclosure here, we have been discussing COVID and life in general here before the recording. But Coach, some pretty good news overall. I mean, the trends, certainly the numbers in Massachusetts are heading down in all levels. I just read a story from the Associated Press this morning that nationwide the hospitalizations are beginning to go down. And the MIAA has cleared high school football for the Fall 2 season, which will, all things being equal, get underway in a few weeks. So it does seem this is a time for optimism.
It is, and we've been talking about, you know, what we need to do with the Mass High School Football Coaches Association since last March, and what kinds of changes would be in the game and what we would need to do. And we've been saying, all of the coaches unanimously all along, is whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever they give us, whatever they tell us we can do or can't do, we want to have a season. And those seniors, you know, they need to be playing, you know, get their senior year in, even if it's not during the fall. So, yes, there's some stuff that's going to make it a little difficult, but at least we're playing. I mean, there's sports like wrestling that, you know, they've lost out. One of our captains is a wrestler. He wrestles for the Hamilton Salem Co-op, and you know, it's you know, he was looking forward to his senior year, and he was captain of that team too, and all of a sudden, nothing. So we're counting our blessings and getting ready for this. I saw a picture from Pentucket. Dan Thornton, the AD over at Pentucket, was standing up to his chest in snow up on the field, saying, "Football starts in 20 days." So that will be interesting.
I just talked with him last week, and that's one of the things we talked about was, you know, let's keep as long as we keep the fields clear, we're going to be okay. That didn't happen. I know down here on the North Shore, the snow totals vary from, I think, like from zero in Gloucester, and then the further inland you go, you get probably 6, 8, 10 inches. But, you know, there's some warm weather on the way. So, again, we're going to be optimistic about this, Coach.
Yep, absolutely. Up until, you know, the snowstorm or the freezing, the icy, ice-cold weather last week, the fields were in better shape than I had seen them the previous 2019 football season.
Oh, wow, okay.
And it was, you know, because we're still I'll use that in parentheses, but a grass field.
It's more like a cow pasture, but that's okay.
it would be considered a much grass. And I think Amesbury is a grass field, and Pentucket, you know, they're rebuilding, so I don't know. I don't think they have a practice. You know, they don't have a field, so mm-hmm. I don't know where they're going to be playing. I just assume that, you know, if you don't have a turf field, you might be playing on the road most of the game.
Yeah, I think Dan Thornton did mention that they're going to be on the road. And Coach, it doesn't look like the Salem News sports writers on our website had a discussion about this on Saturday about the rules and so on. And in terms of being a coach, do you see them? They didn't think there was anything prohibitive about this, and that things weren't going to change that drastically from a player's standpoint. What about from a coach's standpoint?
I agree. I agree with Phil and Matt and Nick or whoever was on.
Mm-hmm. They all were. Yep.
I think that's pretty accurate. Now, you know, some of our coaches feel like, you know, the being able to go inside in the gym on snow days as we're getting ready for football, it would be nice, because we do, you know, some thud drills, you know, in the gym, and you're able to, like, just, you know, show them how to use your shoulder pads and get in there. And so that's, unfortunately, we're not able to do that. But, you know, we'll be working on the fundamentals and getting the kids ready, and the kids are excited. You know, I don't think there won't be much change in the game. I mean, other than, you know, I mean, like, you can't huddle up. But that's not, you know, a lot of teams are no huddle.
Yeah, right.
And so it's not, you know, that those kinds of changes are fine. You know, having longer timeouts and how the water situation is going to work out, you know, those are all things that they're not game breakers, you know. We can still have a game of true football without worrying about how that all plays in. So, you know, we're excited. We're doing our planning. I mean, it's still, you know, working on our defensive alignment, what we're doing, watching tapes on, you know, some of the opposing teams. So we're going to be playing a full Cape Ann League schedule. This past September, we were supposed to open a non-league game with the Fishermen. And you know, obviously that's out. We're hoping to do it next fall. But right now, we open with Newburyport and then Amesbury and I think North Reading. So we're playing a full Cape Ann League schedule, including Manchester, Essex, and Georgetown.
Excellent. And the thing is, you know, we could be turning around and getting ready for the next football season in a month or two after that. But I was talking with Beverly basketball coach Matt Karakoudis, and it's weird, Jim. He's excited about his team this year and how they're playing and getting his seniors. He always talked about his seniors, make sure they could play. But he also said, in a way, this is sort of a preseason for next year. And I know what he was saying. To me, again, it's that optimism. It's that we're going to get back to normal here. So to have the kids out on the football field and playing competition, playing in the Cape Ann League, I mean, that bodes well. Obviously, it's great for the seniors, but it also bodes well for the underclassmen.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, the football is, well, I understand it with, you know, Coach over Beverly, but it's really in football, and we've been saying this for a long time. I mean, football is unique. You know, you can play basketball games 12 months a year.
Yeah.
You know, but you're only going to get in football, if you play freshman football, you know, you're going to play 8 to 10 or 11 games. You're going to play, you know, JV, same amount. So that's 22 games or at tops.
Mm-hmm.
And same with the varsity in your 4 years. So if you're getting ready, you're trying to get your juniors or your sophomores, they need those games. And so, you know, to lose a year, that's, you know, you losing one-fourth of your experience.
Teaching, yeah.
In the game.
Yeah.
And understanding, you know, the ins and outs of playing football.
Great point.
So it's big. It's, you know, it's huge. So that's why it's sometimes discouraging, because I know teams, like our numbers are low, and there are a lot of teams with low numbers, but when you cancel that JV football game for a Monday afternoon, that's a killer for your program. You know, it just hurts you. The kid's not, you know, he can't make that up. He can't go and play AAU basketball and play.
Right.
There's no AAU football.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. And, you know, in a couple of weeks, I want to get down to more specifics, Coach. But your experience as a coach and as an educator, how do you assess or categorize how the kids are doing in high school at Hamilton Wenham? How they're reacting to it? Because this is a long siege now. This, you know, first it was projected for 2 weeks back last March, you know, and now we're heading into our 11th or 12th month. I'm hearing from coaches that the kids are thrilled to be on the playing surface, and they're responding very well. But how were they doing overall, Jim? Because you talked to them in and out of the classroom.
The truthful answer, I have no idea. But I'm only half kidding. So
okay.
We do. I think they've handled it really well. I think kids are, you know, I know our kids are watching the tape now. They have to do all of their workouts. We haven't been able to get, you know, we had practices back in September or October. They've done 7-on-7. So the kids have been working hard. It's nice. We're going to have some kids come out that have never played, that were either, you know, like, soccer players, or they played, or they didn't play in the fall season. So that's going to be nice. But yeah, they're bonding, and the kids, you know, are, they, you know, it's nice to be, working in the school and seeing them and talking to them, and they're excited.
You know,
I think they're handling it. I do think they're handling it well.
I'm curious as to how, like, after football season, the kids' legs and their muscles have to transform for hockey or for indoor track or for basketball. This is going to be the other way around this year. You're going to get kids from the winter sports playing football. I'm curious to see how that's going to work out for you.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I really have no idea. This is in uncharted territory.
Yeah.
But it will be interesting. You really don't know what to expect, but you know that the kids are excited and they're going to give you 100%, and they're going to be fired up about getting a season in. So all of the issues that come up and changes for the coaches and for the kids and for the school, we can deal with it. And they're dealing with it now. So, you know, it's just, you know, you talk to kids about overcoming adversity, and that's what they're in. And I think they're handling it well. I see the kids in school, and they're excited. They're getting their work done academically. They're staying in shape. Some of them are playing basketball right now. Some of them are in hockey, and you know, they'll be ready. We'll be ready.
I love it. I love it. When's your first practice?
February 22nd.
February 22. Okay, so that's one day less than 3 weeks away. Awesome.
Yeah, you know.
So, Coach, you know, I guess the final question I have in this particular get together is, man, this is different. This is really different, and. I'm a lot older than you, so I'm way ahead of you on the line to get the shot. But you've got some pretty good experience overall, and I'm just wondering. You have this wealth of optimism yourself, and this is so totally different. But you're into it, man. The fire's still burning.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I mean, you know, that's when you know when it's time to move on. When you don't have that, football is a great sport. It's the best team sport, and kids get a lot out of it. They learn a lot. They give a lot, and I'm excited, and our coaching staff is excited, and we know the players are. They're ready to go.
You got it. That is Hamilton Wenham High School football coach Jim Pugh. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.